Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. And we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, October the 4th, 2022. Your host tonight, I am Evans Zininga, and I'm in Washington, D.C., standing in for my colleague in Ntunga Milinkomo. Yeah, so tonight we are talking about drug abuse and the recurring subject as something very critical going on amongst the youth in Zimbabwe. This is happening at a time when the economy is not offering any light to keep young people busy and off the substances. Political violence, abuse, social ignorance and depression are all painted as a result of drug abuse. We will talk to young people about this and walk through the effects, the impact, and possible solutions. The Zimbabwe police, the healthcare system, and advocacy groups say drug abuse has become worse with new drugs like crystal meth being smuggled into the country. Anti-drug abuse advocacy groups like the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network are on the ground fighting this scourge. Even the president, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, has in the past called for a collective fight against drug abuse. Muche rongwa chedu chanasi chevechidiki tiku tarisa dambudziko rezvino dhaka izvo zviri kuvhiringidza upenyu pamwe neutano hwevechidiki vakawanda. Zvimwe zvinodhaka izvi zvinonzi zviri kupinzwa munyika zvisiri pamutemo. Masangano akawanda ari kushanda zvakasimba mukurwisa dambudziko irori, kusanganisira vemachechi, nhasi chaiye tichanzwa kubva kunyanzvi pamwe nevechidiki vachokuti dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei nekuti riri kuvhiringa zvakanyanya upenyu hwevechidiki. Kochii chaizvo chiri kukonzera kuti vechidiki vapinde mumatambudziko aya? Kana makateerera pari zvino, tumirai manhamba efoni dzenyu paVOA Shona Facebook, VOA Ndebele Facebook neVOA Zimbabwe Facebook kuitira kuti tigokufonerai kuti mutaurewo maonero enyu padambudziko iri. So joining us tonight from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, is Ms. Fari Mukumba. We were hoping to get you on Skype. Unfortunately, we're going to have you on the phone because of network issues. She is a communications development consultant with organizations in the African Union at large. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Ms. Mukumba. If you can hear me, please welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me to this program, Mr. Zininga.
We appreciate you coming on. We understand you are dealing with these issues on a day-to-day basis across Africa at large. Let's take a look at Zimbabwe. What's your take on the rampant drug use abuse among the youth in Zimbabwe?
I think it's a lot of things that are coming with these issues to do with drug and alcohol abuse in Zimbabwe. To start with, let's look at the issues to do with low employment rate in Zimbabwe. Like most young people, they are just graduating and getting back into the streets. So you'd find that young people in Zimbabwe are ending up resorting to abusing drugs and alcohol as a form of recreational activities, we may say. Or the issues to do with also depression because of the economical state in our country. is also making young people look into abusing drugs as a way of also getting away from those thoughts of things that are not going on so well in their lives. So it's quite a lot of things that are making young people resort to these dangerous and quite bad behaviors.
So while you are there, let me ask you this. Can you pick on maybe one or two things that you can point at as one of the major reasons why this problem keeps growing in Zimbabwe?
It goes back to the issues of young people being able to get opportunities and being able to participate in development processes within the country. Let's look at what is happening maybe in the democracy and governance spheres. I'm trying to also run away from the term political sphere, but let's just say the democracy and governance. Young people are not given that chance, or probably most young people do not know what is in store with them in terms of things that they are able to do within their communities. Let's start from the grassroots. We're looking at committees that are there, or probably a young person being able to be in a leadership position. So it's an issue that is really affecting young people, like, because you find that there's no jobs and there's no participation of young people in development processes.
Okay.
So if there's no opportunities, then
I think we have lost Ms. Mukumba right there. Can you still? Okay.
Hello.
You're still there?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I'd lost you for a minute there. Well, before I move on, I'll give you one last question, and let's talk about the things that you are doing as advisors and as curators fighting against this problem with the young people. What are you doing to help with the situation?
To start with, as a youth activist or a youth leader in my community, what I have been doing with working with development partners is to teach young people to be confident and also educate them of what the Constitution of Zimbabwe is saying and what it has in store for young people. Because right now, most of young people don't know that they can still participate in maybe even campaigning for to become a councillor or to become a political leader in their community, or probably to be able to be part of a change that can come into within their communities. So the first thing that we are trying to do in communities is to teach leadership, to teach confidence, to also open doors for young people to be able to understand what the government can bring for them and what the government has in store for them in terms of opportunities and what they are allowed to do within the country of Zimbabwe.
All right. Well, I wish we could have more time to debate and discuss this, but we really thank you, Ms. Mukumba, for joining us tonight. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you, and hopefully we will be able to bring you again on more issues to come in. And so before we bring our next guest on the show tonight, we have a very sad interview that we had, which was done by VOA Studio 7, Marvelous Mhlanganya, when she spoke to a mother who is still fighting hard to have her son off the streets. Let's follow the interview and hear what they say.
Inini ndiri pastor, ndinogara kuruwa, ndinonzi mai tawana nyasha. Inini ndine mwana ari into drugs. Akatanga aine 17 years, ari kuchikoro, achiita form 3 yake. Hatina kunge tazvirealiza panguva iyoyo kuti ndozviri kuitika. Saka mwana uyu tatambura nai takabva tamuendesa kuchikoro chokumusha kwaiva nasisi vangu vari head. Asvika ikoko akabva atopinda into madrugs zviri serious, achibva afamba netsoka about 35 kilometers achiti ari kudzoka kwaHarare netsoka from nzvimbo yanga iri kuri Sterek. Akazokwira hameno mari dzakadza zvizvi akatora ikoko akatengesa, achibva akwira nobva auya ndobva asvikogara muruwa imomo. Ndofu akagara for about 1 week asingasviki kumba, achingoonekwa kumaraini, tichingonzwa kuti aripo ipapo tichoshaya kuti chiri kuitika saka kunonoka kwatakaita kuziva kuti mwarapida mumadrugs zvakati kostira stereki isi taitofunga kuti atiza because vari kumunetsa tikatomusapota tikamutsvagira nzvimbo palocal school
pachikoro ichi chamakamutsvagira zvakazofamba sei
anga asingaendi kumalessons atibvataka kuti akuza handini vamuropedza kuchikoro zvisane basa rese vamuwese makavaendesa kumaboarding tikabva tikamutsvagira nzvimbo kwevery good boy boarding school yeprivate one tikamubhadharira akaenda first day raakasvika pachikoro ipapo akadzingwa nokuti akanga atobatwa aine doro nembanje tibva tafonerwa ndokubva taenda
zvii zvakaita kuti muzive kuti ari kutora zvinodhaka
isu takasikatozivi tibva takatanga kutoziva kuti ndozviri kuitika pamwana asi tinobva tamboti ndofunga izi because takamuneglecta ye pane vamwe vese probably hashi kwaari ndobva tadzoka akangodzidza ipapo one term second term paakaenda vakatowanikwa iye ndianga akutodistributa mbanjeziya ndokubva azodzingwa ndobva adzoka ndobva tamuendesa panimwe boarding school iri mulocal imomo muHarare imomo saka paakaenda ipapo akangosvikodzidza ndofunga one term because aifanirwa kuzonyora saka one term iyoyo akadzidza akatozoexpeliwa nokuti hanzi aitochamba juraho rechikoro achienda kwavaisangana ikoko achizodzoka saka takazomunza kumba adzingwa ndobva tatogara naye tikaedza kuti anyore that's when you realize kuti mwana anga ari mumadrugs
mungazivi here kuti ari kutora zvinodhaka zvipi
anotora mbanje anotora mutoriro nekunwa doro zvimwe handinyatsozviziva because haazotauri but yatinyatsoziva ndiyo mutoriro unonzi guka uyu nembanje ndiyo yandinyatsoziva but he takes anything even mwanzimoza mabath salts ayaya takanga tiinawo mumba takatozozvitopa kwatenga because waiti kana uinawo wotozoashaya owana ari muroom make konzi yeenda ida kutogeza nawo chichi isu we didn't know kuti vanoashandisa futi kumadrugs ikoko saka takazorealiza later so we stopped kutenga zvinhu zvakadaro but tena takazostopa it was too late akasvika paextend yekuti akanga asingagari pamba aibva oenda for about kana one month asina kana kugeza kana kuita sei maiti kuona rimwezi vasvika and asvika kudaro anenge aine tsvina aine nzara mubva mamupa chikafu obva adya
ko panyaya yezvinhu zvake zvaanazvo iye sasamunhu zvakamira sei tinoona vamwe vachiti vanenge vari padambudziko iri rekutora zvinodhaka vanotengesa zvinhu zvavo iye ari kuzvifambisa sei mwana wenyu
zvinhu mumba akapedza nekuba zvese chese chaaiva nacho mubhedha akatengesa tv akatengesa magumbezi ese akatengesa kusara asina chinhu hembe chaidzo izvozvipari angori netrousers one nezvimashoti zviviri
Well, that was Amai Mfundisi Tawana Nyasha in Rua talking about her teenage son who is into drugs with VOA's marvelous Mutlanga Nyahuye. And now we're moving on. Let's see who we have next on our guest list. We were hoping to get here. Mr. John Muchenje is there waiting for us. If you can hear me, give me a sign, Mr. Muchenje. He is the director of 4-Edge Zimbabwe Foundation. And good evening and welcome to our program. Can you hear me, Mr. Muchenje? Tikuramba tichiedza kubata varipo kuti vataure nesu nezvenyaya yatinayo yanhasi yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki munyika yeZimbabwe. Tanga tabata vamuchenje apo ndofunga foni yavo inenge yatsvedza. Vamuchenje vanenge vasiri kubatika network inenge iri kunetsa kuZimbabwe. I think we've lost Mr. Muchenje there. We're going to try and keep on calling and see if we can get him. In the meantime, let's see if we have our next possible guest on the phone. And tinoda kuti tsanangure zvishoma shoma pane interview yataridza muma minutes mashoma pfuura iwaya manzwa zvanga zvichitsanangurwa na mai mufundisi mukuru wekereke vanhu vari kutarisirwa vari muzvinzvimbo zvekuti ndo muma societies vanotonzi ndo vari kuita zviri nani asi naivowo vari kurarama vari mukati mematambudziko akadai. It is a sad situation. Unfortunately, it is what it is. But let's move on. We understand we have our next caller on the line. If you can hear me. Hello. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Perfect. I was hoping to catch you later, and I didn't know we got you so early. Welcome to the show, and I'm sure our guests would really love to understand a bit of what you are doing as an organization and where we are going in relation to this situation of drug abuse in Zimbabwe. Please take it away.
Okay. We from the Zimbabwe Civil Liberty and Drug Network, we are into law reform in terms of drug use. We have realized that there has been an upsurge in the illicit use of drugs. So we drafted the Zimbabwe National Master Drug Master Plan, which was adopted by the government in September 2021. And according to this drug master plan, we have 5 pillars. Mm-hmm. That we live by. And among it, those 5 pillars, we have the reduction pillar, whereby we are saying there should be reduction of supply of drugs here in Zimbabwe. There is also the supply reduction. That is what I was talking about. Then the demand reduction, there is need of reducing the demand, thereby reducing the damage that drug use has on the young people of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. We are also into the very main pillar by the name of harm reduction, whereby we are advocating for the treatment services for those who use or inject drugs.
In all right.
Pillar,
so
we are saying people who use or inject drugs must have access to health services as per their needs. They should have the mainstream services. There should be HIV testing for those who use or inject drugs, and also some condoms should be made available for them. And there's also the treatment.
Ms. Maplanga.
Pillar. Yes.
I'm going to hold you right there for a little bit. I will need us to take a little quick break, but do not go away. When we come back, we will continue with this conversation. Please stay on the line, and we will take a quick break, and we'll come back and continue with the show straight after this. For those that have just joined us, please note we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. The show keeps going, and we were speaking to our guests right now from another organization in Matabeleland, Nomuhle Maplanga, Civil Liberties and Drugs Network. You were explaining to us just before we took a short break on what you are doing as an organization to fight this drug abuse amongst the young people in Zimbabwe. Let's take it further and look at the response of the communities and the young people. Are they coming on board? How are they responding to your efforts?
Yes. We as the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network, we work from across provinces here in Zimbabwe. We do have our support groups whereby we work with those who use drugs. And from those support groups, we meet youth, be it men and women. We have some education on drug use, conscientizing them on the need to have access to the health services. And from this society, it seems they are responding well, and they are having a very big number of people attending those gatherings mm-hmm. across our five provinces.
Mm-hmm. So would we gladly say, as an organization, you are happy with the steps you are taking and the response you are getting from the communities, in as much as we are fighting the drug abuse in these communities?
The response is overwhelming, but the service is that these people need are not yet in place. So mm-hmm. that is what we are still working on. That is what we are still advocating, so that we might have the rehabilitation centers for them.
Mm-hmm.
There might be harm reduction for them, whereby they access the psychosocial support as part of their package for those who use or inject drugs.
Uh-huh.
But as an organization, we are busy engaging the other civil society, the academia, mm-hmm. and even our other KT partners
mm-hmm.
in advocating for this to be put in place.
Okay. So one last request from you before we move on to the next caller. I understand you do a lot of projects in Matabeleland. With these problems we are facing as a country?
Over 9 days, Sisanda went to the SET institutional analysis. Everything was in a Milanavo, other seven is the East Aganiza. The other CNJ across Ama province, Amu Five, Amani, to the defense of Nepita UNAID. Ukuze sibe kwazi ukuthi inani labantu bethu lingakanani, njalo mase siprovide amasevisi bona abafunayo, sabe sikwazi ukuthi sisebenza le number engaka.
Hayi, siyabonga sisiwani. Maplanga, Miss Maplanga is a representative of the Zimbabwe Liberties and Drugs Network. We thank you very much for being on the show today. We will keep coming back to you for more insights and insights in more shows to come. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. And as we move on with the program, we are now going to head out to another guest from Harare, Mr. John Muchenje. Mr. John Muchenje is the director of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation. We have lost him again. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Muchenje, we are going to keep trying to get you. And in the meantime, let's keep the show going. We will also welcome viewers and listeners to call in and give our comments and share your thoughts and what you feel should be done. And with all this, what's going on, Nenyaya, Zekushandiswa kwe zvinodhaka. Tambonzwa, mai mfundisi vanga vachitsanangura pamashure apo kuti dambudziko iri harisi kungobata vana vari kure nemaguta, vana vari kure nevedzisvondo nezvekereke. Nyangwe muzvikoro vari kutaura kuti muchikoro imomo varimo vave kutotengesa nembanje nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Kune zvatinonzwa zvinotaurwa zvinana mutoriro nezvimwe zvine mazita mamwe atisingakwanisi kutsanangura. Asi nyaya hombe iri pano ndeyekuti vechidiki vari kubvuma kuti vane dambudziko, uye masangano anoshanda nevechidiki ari kubvuma kuti kune dambudziko munyika pamusoro pekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka. Kana makateerera, kana muri kuona chirongwa chino pamuri, sunungukai kukanda namba dzenyu kana muchidawo kupinda muchirongwa kuti titaure nemi. We hear our guest, John Muchenje, is back online. Thanks to our network, it keeps going on and off. Mr. Muchenje, if you can hear me, please give me a sign. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you and welcome to our program tonight. Manzwa nasiri kutaura nenyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka mune vechidiki. Imi takutsvagai semunhu anoshanda nevechidiki zvakanyanya. Tinoziva mune maprograms akawanda amuri kuita. Tingangode kutanga nekutsvaga kuti imi zvamuri kuita ndezvipi, takatarisana nenyaya iyi yekuti vechidiki vabude mustreets vasiyane nezvekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi.
Thank you very much. There is an organization of Minishanda Marriage Week in Zimbabwe. Tinema Panduka Tupita Katwa Ne, America Kuti Marriage Week, Vare Gede, Yasunoti Drug Abuse, Chita Tinotima Anti Drug Abuse Awareness Campaign. Takawana Kuti, Yazi Drug Abuse, Rat Tukishiri, kuma colleges and universities in Zimbabwe. So to create my awareness campaigns edu kuma universities in Zimbabwe, that target edu tunakupata mo universities edu na colleges in Zimbabwe. But the second is to push out the peace and tolerance among its students in Koko. So far, the kind of busy, the kind of match, kunjumbo, actually it was not drugs. So pishani ya dimitoriro, ne guka. Kudwara zi jaka, wanaka wanda, bindura. So far, out, kukua na support ya anaka from my university, edu, even from a purisa, nima nini naraunda, taka kumbele, atu, 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 community leaders, and all my gatekeepers of the community. Varum Farah, which is a TV, the Kuru Zira, we should speak to the Assembly of Jaka, around the Alanukara.
So, Tikatari Samurguita, Muchifamba, Mchitaura, Nevich Iki, Muchita, Zurunga, Zamurgutan Angres, Ivo Varquin, Gejan, Nemisei. Are they coming on board? Are they appreciating the efforts you are putting in as independent organizations to help in this fight?
Okay, thank you very much. We are happy that the young people themselves are coming on board. And we are doing the programming and the planning together with them. It shows that they are taking charge of these drugs that are being smuggled into the country, with the so-called big beasts in our country. Because it says that they are being bring in by two people or they are just being smuggled in. So young people, they are saying, guys, let's come together and rally against this pandemic that is actually affected numbers to drop out, violence in our country, and also there is also high risk of STIs when someone is being influenced by the drug.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on, Mr. Muchenji. I'm going to ask you to hold it there. Please don't go away. We have a caller who's been listening to what you are saying. We'll want to get to them and hear their comments, and we will still have you weigh in before the end of the program. Caller, welcome to the show. Where are you, and what's your take?
Zimbabwe, Kwarusape.
Kwarusape uko kumakomo yoko. Kwagadi muriwadere.
Yes. Aiwa, ndiri wati tunofara kuri sei.
Kuno kuri nani? Muri kushandisawo here zvinodhaka izvi?
Ah, zvinodhaka, ndishandise bhati. Tinoona vanenge vachizvitora vachizvishandisa.
Mm. Roitwa sei kuti dambudziko riperere? Kandai pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini semonoro wangu tinoti mayuti akaimploiwa. Anosora vari gigi. Zvinodhaka zvauri kuona kusiya.
Alright, Aiwa, tinokutendai mukoma nekupinda muchirongwa muchikando pfungwa dzenyu. Musanete, ticharamba tichikumbira kuti mudzoke zvakare tichinzwa zvamunenge muchifunga mova nezuva rakanaka. Anditi kano, it's okay. Let me come back to you, Mr. Muchenje. We are running out of time before we close down. If you can come back and give us your closing remarks and maybe share with the people what you think should be done to make this problem go away for good.
Okay, thank you very much. What I think should be done to deal with this problem in our country is that as the government in Zimbabwe, they should also try to create opportunities for young people. You know, wherever young people are getting involved in the drug abuse, they've got free time to do that. So the government should try by all means to steal the free time or the idle time that is our young people in our country, so that they are being the opportunities of the small projects that they've created for them. And then secondly, the government should also try to improve our curriculum. You know, we've got our own curriculum that has got the health component within it, but it needs to be improved so that we've got the peace and drug abuse component within our curriculum.
Okay.
So that the young people, whenever they're at primary and secondary school, they have been killed with the sense of tolerance, with also the sense of...
Mr. Mchenje, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you off right there and bid you farewell. Time is running out, but we appreciate you for coming on the show. And that brings us to the end of our show today. Let me thank all the guests that were on the show, the viewers and listeners at home for being on the show tonight. My name is Evan Zininga. I'm in Washington, D.C. Till next time, you have a wonderful night.